Are you unskilled at this task innately, or have you made a conscious effort to aggravate me? And it's hard, I know, to write a song, but I still can't help but feel it'd be wrong for me to stand idly by when I can inveigh against the claim you lay that it will have been okay for you to go batting your worthless band when you've not even seen the man with a silver dawning hand. The year was 1999, and the music industry was such that a gold emission CDR wouldn't pass off as a legit release, and they still had the audacity to charge $8 when there were only 9 songs totaling 22 minutes of music. No good. The GDP is generated by those who provide goods or services, and if you're writing for yourself, then you're not providing a service to anyone. And if you're not writing for yourself, then that is all the worse, because whoever it is for whom you're writing, I doubt they deserve it. So when I'm reminded of you, I will snicker or I'll scoff at everything you're ripping off. And though my mind may be getting soft, I still maintain that a million other snarling packs of jeans reamers won't escape from the same cuff. They will concede that enough is enough, if and only if they catch their own bluff, whereupon they'll look back and realize their band was little more than a laughing matter. Here's to your mockery of everything you represent. To me, there's nothing sadder. And it's not even the insipid lyrics of the scale of funeral ostinatos and chords you've been riding the cream of an already flawed and oxymoronic genre. It is that you have nothing to say and nothing to convey. Radiation did you into some sacrosanct degree, and now radiation therapy I am in desperate need. And I will not get by on what I'm told, and I will not listen to anything at all for fear I give in.